Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns. We'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me today. I want to talk about routine today, and it's Saturday episode, so we'll address a question that came in. It's important to me to do that. We're going to give something away. But one of the things that, especially as I've become a mom and my bandwidth is just not what it used to be, I have a lot more demands on my time. I'm understanding in a new way how important it is to have routine. And that doesn't mean that every day looks the same, because I can guarantee you that there's not a single day in my life right now that looks like any other day, but we can still have routine. A lot of people feel like routine is not in the cards for them because their days have a lot of variability. And I just want to be very clear that you can have routine and tremendous variability day to day. But the benefit of routine is that you're not trying to figure out things fresh every single day. You're not every single day like, oh, how am I going to eat well today? What am I going to do for workout? When am I going to do it? How am I going to take care of the house? Oh, there's so much on my plate. And I know so many folks are going through the majority of their days feeling like there's not enough time, feeling overwhelmed, feeling really challenged by trying to fit everything in. And one thing that cannot be overstated in terms of the way that it makes your life easier, reduces overwhelm, helps you use your time better, helps you be more consistent, helps you get better results, is routine. Before we get there, though, a couple of things I want to do. I want to tell you what we're giving away today. I want to address a question that came in on using food for emotional support. Today, we're going to give away Relief Plus. It is just my favorite all natural supplement, not only because most of us have aches and pains. I mean, that's sort of a newer thing for me. I don't know if it's about kids or it's about age or it's a little bit of both, but even my husband, he started playing rugby and inevitably his knee hurts or his elbow hurts. But I take it primarily because of the inflammation we cannot feel. Inflammation is the starting point for just about every disease that we know of. And even if you don't feel aches and pains, there's inflammation happening at the cellular level that absolutely has a negative impact on our health. So I am all about things that can help us manage our body's inflammatory response, not let it go into overdrive. I take it every day. And then if I have some sort of pain or discomfort, whether it's menstrual cramps or a headache or foot pain, knee pain, then I just take a little bit more. It's called Relief Plus. You cannot find it on Amazon. A lot of people are like, is this it? And sending me a screenshot of Amazon. The answer is no. I'll link it up in the show description. I'm also going to give it away today at the end of the show. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of this podcast on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. All right. Somebody sent in a question before we talk about routine, and I get very passionate about routine because it's just such a critical component of my life right now and of any hope of success in my life right now. But before we get into that, somebody sent in a question asking, how do I stop relying on food for emotional support? How do I stop relying on food for emotional support? The first place my mind goes with this is something I talked about maybe a month or two ago here on the podcast about how I was reading this book on toddlers. My son Roman just turned two, and I was reading a book about raising toddlers and how one of the things we don't want to do is distract them when they're upset. So if they're mad because they can't play outside for whatever reason, you don't want to be like, hey, would you like a snack? Hey, how about we do this? You can just let them be sad or angry or frustrated or irritated that they can't go outside. You don't have to distract them away from that emotion. And when I talked about this in the episode, it was about how, as I read this, I realized so many of my adult clients struggle with this, not being comfortable sitting with their emotions, not being willing to sit with their emotions, not realizing that you don't need to distract yourself in some way. You can be stressed. You can be angry. You can be sad. You can be mad, and you don't have to do anything about it. This is a practice, and I practice it with myself, and I practice it with my kids. So when Roman is mad about something, like we have to get out of the pool, he can just be mad. I know you're mad that we have to get out of the pool. I wish we could stay in the pool all day, but we have to go inside and have lunch. Let's go. And I'm not trying to say, oh, I've got blueberries inside for you, and distract him. I want him to know that he can be mad. And so I seize these opportunities to not step in and distract. And then I do it with myself. So I had a uncomfortable family thing last week where it left me feeling hurt and disappointed and angry. And my practice was, okay, I don't need to spin it. I don't need to have a drink. I don't need to go shopping. I don't need to turn to food. I can just be mad, hurt, disappointed. That is not a problem. Or if I'm overwhelmed by something, yeah, I find tremendous value in getting to the solution. And I find tremendous value in saying to myself, this feeling will not hurt you. This is human. You do not need to run from it. You do not need to act out, be snippy, be short-tempered. You can just feel this. And I really believe that in a situation where you're turning to food for emotional support, you need to seize opportunities, large and small, to practice not reacting, not running, not feeling like it needs to be fixed. You know, it might be helpful to go and listen to the episode I did on grief a couple weeks ago with my friend Susie, because one of the things we talked about when people are grieving is that a lot of people want to cheer somebody up. They want to put a positive spin on it because we often are not comfortable with somebody being hurting, with somebody being in pain. And it's a very powerful realization of how this shows up in how we show up for other people, how and if we turn to food, the other behaviors that we might use to distract. It's okay to be mad or sad or lonely. And you can just experience it and sit with it. I remember doing episodes about many years ago, I did a 7-day water fast. And I was so fascinated by my experience of hunger, because that was my biggest fear going into the fast, that the hunger would come and it would be so overwhelming and I wouldn't be able to take it and it would be tremendously uncomfortable. And so when the hunger would arise, I would just pay attention to it, like on a scale of 1 to 10, what is it right now? Oh, it's a 7. That's a lot, a 7. That's uncomfortable. And let's check back in 60 seconds. What is it now on a scale of 1 to 10? Still a 7? Okay. Actually, now it's a 5. Okay. And I remember being just curious about what happened, because emotions and hunger and so many other things don't peak and then stay there. If you're mad, you're not going to be a 9 out of 10 mad forever. It's going to fluctuate. It's going to come down. We do not need to distract. We do not need to run. We do not need to shift. We can just experience it and build our capacity for feeling things. Build our capacity for feeling things. On a separate note, I just created a tool inside the consistency course that's a problem-solving tool. And if you're in the consistency course, I don't know who sent in this question, go into the guide section and there's a tool there on problem solving that really gets you out of, like, if the problem is you're angry, okay, well, why are you angry? What are you feeling? What are your options? What are the perspectives? And it walks you through a series of clarifying questions and also action steps for any kind of problems. You can use a tool like that. But by and large, I think we just need to increase our capacity for feeling things without this pressure, self-imposed pressure, to make the feeling stop or change or go away or distract ourselves. Build your capacity. All right, I want to talk about routines, because let's go back in my life maybe 4 or 5 months. Every single day, I felt like I was trying to figure out, when am I going to work? How am I going to get this done? When am I going to do the laundry? When am I going to work out? Every day I felt this discomfort around trying to fit everything in. Because not only did I have my work, my job, I have a house to take care of, I have animals to take care of, I have 3 young children to take care of, I have myself to take care of, I have a foundation to take care of. And it felt like every day was Groundhog Day. How am I going to get this done? When am I going to get this done? The laundry needs to be folded. The dishes are in the sink. Okay, if this one goes down for a nap, will I have time to do this or this? Or are they going to need a diaper? And it's exhausting. I got to a place where I put in a morning routine, which for a long time I felt like I couldn't do in this season of life, because I'm not in control of when kids wake up. And sometimes they're up at 5 and sometimes they're up at 7 and sometimes they're up at 3 in the morning. And that unpredictability was keeping me from putting a routine in place. Thank God I did, because what I know is that you don't need to have fixed circumstances to have a routine. So in establishing a morning routine, even though it doesn't unfold the same way every day or at the same time every day, it means I don't have to figure everything out every day brand new, whether that's food or my workouts or when the laundry gets folded. So to give you a sense, my morning routine right now is I get up around 5. Sometimes it's a little before, sometimes it's a little after. I go downstairs, have a glass of water while my coffee is brewing, grab my cup of coffee, go out to my office. I walk on the treadmill. The first thing I do before I put on a podcast or listen to a book is I read my Bible. Then I'll pop on a podcast or a book and listen to that while I drink my coffee and walk. I'll walk, then I'll get in a short workout. Could be 10 minutes, could be 20 minutes. It's very rarely longer than 20 minutes. Then I go inside. When I go inside, first thing I do is I make bottles for the girls. Then I empty the dishwasher, fold the laundry that's in the dryer that Chris put in the dryer the night before. Then I get outfits out for everybody, make sure diapers and outfits are out for everybody, and I start breakfast. At some point, the twins wake up or Roman wakes up in all of that. And once everybody's up, we all eat breakfast together. I clean up the kids. I clean up from breakfast. I go upstairs to work. Obviously, it doesn't unfold like this every single day, because maybe one of the kids is up at 5:30. So my workout is cut short. But a lot of mornings, it does unfold like this. And what that means is, I don't have to figure out when I'm going to wake up. I don't have to figure out when I'm going to work out. I'm not trying to find a pocket of time to empty the dishwasher or fold the laundry when the kids are settled and nobody's screaming. Those things are already figured out. It makes my life so much easier. And beyond that, I have a routine when I go upstairs. Now, This is typically a Monday through Thursday thing. I'm not currently working much on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But I know that after everybody's cleaned up from breakfast, I go upstairs to work. The night before, I've already determined not only what I'm going to do, but in what order I'm going to do it. And I sit down and I work for about 3 hours. Then I take a shower. I go downstairs and I'm on mom mode. So I'm not having to figure out, what am I going to get work done today? Am I going to try and do it when Roman is napping? Do I have anybody coming to help the kids? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What order am I going to do it? What needs to be done? Because I have a routine. Don't fool yourself into believing that you can't have a routine because things are different day to day. Things are different for me every day. One of the kids might have to go to the doctor. We might have somebody coming to the house for therapy for the twins. The routine can shift, but it's still there and it gets executed probably more than it doesn't get executed. Even if the girls wake up early, it doesn't mean that the whole routine is out the window. It might mean that my workout was a little shorter. It might mean that I walked, but I didn't lift, or maybe that I didn't do either my walking or my lifting, but I still had my water, then my coffee, folded laundry, emptied the dishwasher. There's still components of it that I can do. Maybe because of something going on with the kids, I work from 9 to 11 instead of 8 to 11, but the routine is still there. And what it means is we're not having to figure everything out every day like we've never done it before. There are other places where I've put routine into my life, and they might sound silly as I share them here, but I'm putting it out there for you so that you realize the things you're trying to figure out every day, you don't have to figure out if you have a routine. For example, again, sounds small, sounds silly, makes a big difference in my life. When I put Roman down for bed at night, usually around 7:30, so I'm coming downstairs around 7:45, the first thing I do as I walk down the stairs is I put up all his toys. They have like their own predefined bins. You know, the magnet tiles are in this one, the cars are in this one. That is the first thing I do when I walk down the stairs so that I'm not lounging on the couch an hour later being like, oh, I have to pick up, but I don't feel like it. It's just automatic. I do it without thinking. So I'm not trying to figure out who's going to do it. Is it going to be me? Is Chris going to get to it first? Am I going to leave it there overnight and I'll do it first thing in the morning? And then after I put his toys up, I throw a load of clothes in the wash. I just do those two things automatically when I walk down the stairs. And it is just one or two or three things that I don't have to figure out every single day. We also have routines for our meals, which you might hear it and say it doesn't sound like a routine, but because it eliminates the figuring things out every day or every week, it's a routine for us. We have like a summer vibe dinner rotation. So it's not like every Monday we have this and every Tuesday we have this, but there's 4 to 6 meals that we always have stuff on hand for that I know I'm going to pick up the ingredients for when I go to the grocery store. And then it's just deciding what we're having on a given night. So at this time of year, it's burrito bowls, it's burgers, it's steak and veggie. It's a kind of play on a poke bowl, but our fish is cooked and I usually have cauliflower rice instead of regular rice. So I'm not having to be like, gosh, what are we going to do for dinner tonight? Do we have stuff for that? It makes life easier and reduces the number of things I'm trying to figure out on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you have a workout routine knowing that these are the 4 different workouts you do in a week. Maybe you do them at the same time every day. Maybe you have a reading routine. Like for me, as soon as I get on my treadmill, I open my Bible. So I'm not trying to be like, oh, I didn't do that yet today. My work routine, oh, this is so helpful to me. I can't even begin to tell you. I've shared with you guys before that when I first started working for myself, one of the big challenges was, what am I going to do? There's so many things that I could do. I don't know what I should do. And then I would cherry pick and do the things that were easy or the things that were fast or the things that were comfortable. And I would put off the things that would either take longer or I wasn't quite sure how to do. What I have now is I have a Google Sheet. And on the Google Sheet are things that have to happen every single week. And also, I have a section on there for things that are one-offs. For example, I got the registration reminder for my car in the mail. So instead of feeling like I need to remember it, I just put it on that Google sheet in the section that's for one-off tasks. I need to do birthday invites for the twins' birthday. That goes in that section. But the things that I have to do every week, I write an email to my VIP list. I do a Saturday podcast. I do a Monday podcast. I do 5 Consistency 365 episodes. I go live inside the Consistency course. I post the replay. I do a coaching audio inside the Consistency course. All of these different types of things, they're in the Google Sheet. And they are assigned a day of the week, Monday through Thursday. So I know when I sit down to work on Thursday, I'm doing these 4 things. And I even know in what order I'm doing them because certain things require more mental energy or more focus or more creativity. And administrative type things, I'll do those later in the day or after Roman goes to bed at night when I don't have the same level of focus or creativity or time. This means that when I sit down to work, I'm not like, oh, what am I going to do today? What should I start with? I need to do all of these things. I'm so overwhelmed. And then there are some things that are just like bigger projects or things that you only have to do every once in a while. For example, the tax return for the Dagny Foundation. I do it once a year, but it can kind of sit on my list for a while because it like doesn't need to be done this week, but I need to get it done. I'll assign it to a particular Friday. And I usually have like a 1 or 2 hour block while Roman's napping on Friday afternoons. So I don't usually work on Friday, but we have help with the twins on Friday morning. So when Roman's napping, I can usually get 1 or 2 of these things done. So that's when I plug in just 1 of those kinds of things that I need to knock out. It eliminates the stress and pressure of when am I going to get that done? Or the sense of like, I'm going to do it today, but I didn't get to it because I didn't have time. No big deal. I'll do it some other time. And then all of the time and energy we spend moving tasks around because we said we were going to do it today and we didn't. Then we said we were going to do it yesterday and we didn't. We said we were going to do it the day before and we didn't. All of that is a waste of time and a waste of energy. I have a routine of when I update my net worth spreadsheet. I like to keep an eye on my finances. Once a month, I sit down, I update on a spreadsheet the balances of all of my accounts, the projected value, estimated value of my assets. I plug it in there. I see where I'm at. I see the percent change. I do that once a month. It takes like 20, 30 minutes. I do it once a month. You could automate date nights first Friday and you have a repeat set reliable babysitter first Friday from this time to this time, and it's date night. Even if you don't have a dinner reservation, you're just walking on the beach together first Friday, you have a set babysitter, you're going out. It doesn't have to be something you do daily, right? The first Friday thing is something that could happen once a month. But establish routines, start with something small, be very realistic. If you are feeling like you're trying to figure everything out every day, that's not a reflection of your life. It's a reflection of your lack of routine. Now, I mentioned being realistic. This is important because if you're currently getting up at 8 in the morning, I don't think you should begin by establishing a routine for getting up at 5. Maybe you want to put something in place where you're getting up at 7:30. And after you do that for a month or two, you can push it back. And maybe it's 7, maybe it's 6:30. If you're currently going to bed at midnight, you might not want to establish a routine that has you in bed at 9:30. Not only that, I shared with you my morning routine, which has, 8, 9, 10 elements. You can start with 1. I always have water before my coffee. That's all I'm beginning with. And then maybe after a month, you add to it. Or after a couple weeks, you add to it. When you are out of your normal circumstances, the routine might not be the same, but you can look for what can be. For example, we were away this past week. So my morning routine was a little bit different, but not entirely different. It was different in that I didn't have clothes in the dryer and the dishwasher wasn't full, but I still could do a lot of the elements. Wake up, have my water while my coffee is getting ready, take my coffee, go for a walk, read my Bible, come back, make the bottles for the girls, get everybody's outfits ready, start breakfast. All of those pieces can still be in place even when circumstances change. I wasn't working the same increment of time while we were away, but there are still pieces of my work routine that I can do. Look for what you can do. Don't just throw out the day because of what you perceive you can't do. Routine makes things easier. It makes consistency easier, which means it makes results easier. And it helps you use your time better. You know, I'm not stopping my morning routine to watch a show that I didn't watch the night before because I want to get through the components of my routine before the kids wake up. It's a really great way to keep me focused and on task. And you might have a routine around when you have that relaxation time or what you do with that relaxation time. It'll make your life easier. Kids also thrive on routine. They love predictability. So you can put some things like this in place for your kids too, or for your family as a whole. You know, after dinner, we clean up, then we go out for a walk. Everybody goes out for a walk. They begin to rely on it. They know to expect it. It makes getting people on board with it a lot more easy. Establish routine. Let me know what your routines are. Join me over in the Primal Potential Facebook group. Let me know what your routines are. If you're part of the consistency course and you've got questions or you need help with this is something we can do inside our weekly live calls that we have. This is a way to make your life easier, to make your goals more attainable, and to just take off a lot of that problem-solving pressure. All right, the winner of our giveaway today, Relief Plus, is Iowa, like the state, I-O-W-A-O-L-Y. Iowa-ly? Try and say that. Iowa-ly. Email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com, within 60 days of this episode airing. Let me know that you are the winner for $10.98. Include your mailing address, and I will get Relief Plus out to you. I'll also link it up in the show description if you want to give it a shot, along with a coupon code as well. And I will see you guys tomorrow.